This is Ian Pickus, and joining me now is New York State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey. First of all, where do you want to see the investigation of Governor Cuomo go right now? He's referred it to Attorney General Tish James. Are you satisfied with the latest arrangement?
Yes. Last Wednesday, when this first broke, I did issue a statement at that time. Obviously, the allegations are very disturbing and since have gotten more disturbing. And my line then, which stays now, is an independent and timely investigation. Yes, it does seem from everything I've seen to make sense that the Attorney General would be the one designating this. And I think that she, too, would end up referring it out. But yes, it makes sense.
What did you think of the governor's apology, which came out Sunday night?
I thought it was helpful, just because all of us are dealing emotionally with this. It's very upsetting to read. It brings up, I said, for a lot of women, but I realized today for a lot of young people in general, this is it's so disturbing on a number of levels. So I think the governor at least sending an apology or trying to at least explain things. I personally thought it was a start. It was helpful. It doesn't negate, though, the need for the investigation. We still need the investigation. But I just think anytime a public official comes out and at least acknowledges that some of what they've done has caused pain and apologizes. As you know, the governor, that's not a strong suit of his apologies. It's often not a strong suit of many elected officials. So I thought it was helpful. We still need the investigation. We still need an independent investigation to move forward on this. But I try to be I'm trying to be fair here as well. So I still thought it was helpful. But it doesn't negate the need for the investigation. There is pain out there. And there's, as I said to a couple of young men in my office, you know, who have had some of their own experiences, or those in the LGBTQ community, it's clear that it brings up a lot of ghosts for a lot of people.
You're not going as far as some of your colleagues, your Democratic colleagues, who have called on the governor to resign at this point.
No, I am definitely not doing that. There is due process in this country, and we have a budget, we have vaccines, we have jobs, we have an economy to fix. I want, you know, just as we would with anyone else, I was probably one of the first ones out there saying we needed an independent investigation, and let's do that again in a timely manner. But no, it's the same with the nursing home issues. We need the information. It was not handled right at all. I was as frustrated as anyone. But as you know, we had colleagues calling for an impeachment then. No, I'm we've had enough of that at the federal level. No, I'm not at that point at all. Let's do this in a due diligence manner, as we would if it were a Republican or others. Let's be fair.
A lot of people in Albany have been recounting stories of being, you know, screamed at over the phone by the governor or his employees. Has that happened to you at all? And what's your reaction to those stories that are now circulating?
My private conversations I'm going to keep private, but I know, you know, this is, as I tell everyone, we've all known for, you know, for throughout our history, right? Politics is not for the faint of heart, and others call it a blood sport. So yes, has there been a well-known level of aggressiveness there? Yes, but we have to disassociate those things. There are other, you know, I've had plenty of colleagues yell at me on both sides of the aisle. So I've, you know, this is a tough environment. And I think that's a bigger conversation about the bullying, if you will, or the politics of intimidation that, you know, again, we've seen a lot more of that at Donald Trump's level. And I think that is a conversation, but that we need to separate that out from what are sexual harassment allegations, and that's the issue at hand right now. Hostile work environments or politics of intimidation or whatever you want to call it, we spend a lot of time talking about, you know, having better workplaces, and that is a broader conversation we need to have, but we can't conflate the two right now in terms of the seriousness of the sexual harassment allegations of the governor. And so I do want to keep those separate, and I'm going to keep my personal conversations private.
Do you expect the governor's extraordinary powers that were granted almost a year ago to deal with the pandemic to be rolled back this week?
Whether it's this week or next, yes, we've been having conversations for the last few weeks in the Assembly, and I've been on record for at least two or three weeks now saying it's time. They were granted under an emergency while we're still at the height of the pandemic. The emergency part of it has been managed, but I remind people we need to do this in a methodical, correct fashion, because the last thing we want to do is interrupt UI benefits or the waiting period on, you know, the waiving of the UI or the restaurants and the fact that they are able to serve alcohol with takeout food, or, you know, there's a whole host of executive orders that we have to go through to make sure that we are not disrupting vaccines or unemployment insurance or a restaurant business. You know, it's not just COVID. We have to do this in a proper fashion. But yes, it is time to rebalance and reassert the balance of government, and I did issue a statement on that a few weeks ago that it's time to revisit and reassert our authority.
New York State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey, a Democrat from the 109th District in the Capital Region. Thank you very much for taking this time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Ian.